Episode 5, Creating a Brand. Welcome to the Be Your Own Boss podcast, the young entrepreneur's guide to starting a business. Whether you're thinking about business for the first time or you have an idea that you want to develop, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Mari and I'll be guiding you through this 15-part series that will keep you on track and help you think through the challenges that come with starting a business. Part of the Welsh Government's Business Wales service, Big Ideas Wales raises aspirations and supports young entrepreneurs' ambitions for business. Part funded by the European Regional Development Fund, Big Ideas Wales supports young people through online resources, business skills workshops, and one-to-one sessions with an advisor to help your ideas become a reality. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000, live chat on the Business Wales website, or you can email us bigideas@gov.wales. Welcome back to episode 5 of the Be Your Own Boss podcast, focused on creating a brand. Before we begin, let's recap on episode 4, where we discussed the importance of researching your market, identifying, listening, and catering to your customers' needs throughout your business lifecycle. We all know that first impressions count, and it's the same with a business. Every business, no matter how small, needs its own brand identity. You need to stand out in a crowd. You might be wondering what a brand actually is. It's more than just your name and logo. It's the character of your business and how you control the way your business is perceived. If you don't work on your brand, you risk leaving your image and reputation to chance. The right branding can help you raise awareness, attract customers, build loyalty, and encourage word-of-mouth recommendation. Your brand has to appeal to the audience you're targeting and must convey your unique selling points, USPs. It can help you stand out from the crowd and become a well-known name in your local area and sector. It makes you recognisable. Once you've devised your brand identity, it's up to you to make sure your business lives up to its brand promise. But don't put one in place and forget about it. In coming up with a name for your business, have you thought about how important it is? Choosing a name can be fun, but there are some things that you really need to consider here. It needs to be easy to pronounce, spell, and remember, but don't be afraid to touch on your roots. It should be unique. It should be unique. Check the National Business Register to see if there are any other businesses with that name. This could affect the domain name and emails you get as well. Can you get a suitable domain name and social media handle? Have you thought about the benefits of using Welsh? It might need to work overseas too, so maybe you could try translating your name on Google. Please remember to not put LTD or PLC next to your name if you're a sole trader. Many businesses choose a descriptive name so it's clear what their business does and can be easily found online. Whichever route you choose, remember to test your ideas on your potential customers first. Don't forget the research questions we talked about in episode 4. If people don't like the name, it could put them off. I'm going to give you a 4-step system that can help you along the way with your branding. Step 1. Draw up a list of brand characteristics for your business. Step 2. Think about where your branding will appear. This could include on a business card, brochures, on the website, on social media, at your premises, on the side of your van, or even on staff uniforms. Branding links all of these elements together and connects everything to your business. The more people see it, the more they think of you. Step 3. Ask a freelance designer to help you create your logo and brand identity. Or you could even do it yourself. Step 4. Develop the right voice for your business based on your brand characteristics and customer profile. This will help you to write consistent and effective marketing messages. This will be carried through the website and social media channels. Remember, it all connects. I had the chance to sit down with Sioned Owens from Tanya Whitebits LTD to discuss brand identity. Hiya, Sioned.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for making the time to chat with us.
You're welcome.
First of all, tell us a bit about yourself and the business.
So I'm Sionet and I live on the Llyn Peninsula, just outside Pwllheli. I've always lived in that area and I've developed the first Welsh fake tan company and it's called Tanya White Bits.
I love the name.
Thank you.
How did it all begin then?
I was working full time in sports development and my job was funded by the National Assembly. Unfortunately, we were told that maybe the funding would stop. As it happened, it didn't actually. But at the time, my contract went from a 4-year contract to a 2-year contract to an annual contract. So I had to think about where my income would come from if the contract came to an end. And obviously living where I live, quite a rural area, I've got limited qualifications. I haven't got a degree. I haven't got a teaching qualification. So I started to think about developing my own side hustle just so that I had something to fall back on.
And did you know straight away it was going to be something in the beauty industry or...?
Yeah, I think because I think health and beauty and well-being come hand in hand. So because I was in sports development in my full-time job, I'd always been interested in the beauty industry. And I recognised locally there was nobody offering mobile spray tanning. So there was a gap in the market there. So initially, the idea was to start a business as a service, not an actual brand. So it came from doing a mobile tanning service, attending the course and just offering the service locally in my area. And I just called the service Tanya White Bits because it was a personal catchphrase that I used to say. And I love puns as well. And it's a catchy name. And my own name is a little bit boring. So I just wanted something quite fun and memorable.
Are you surprised now to see how the business has grown?
Yes, I'm still pinching myself because I wasn't very academically strong in school. I was never top of the class. I wasn't the worst either, but I was just middle of the road. And when you're in the middle, it's sort of a nowhere land, really. So I think I left school feeling a little bit of a failure. I am still pinching myself that my product is out there and people are buying it.
And when did the product come to life? Because you said it was a service going around giving people spray tans. When did you think, I want to actually develop a product here as well?
Yeah, so that idea sort of evolved. So it wasn't a master plan from day one. It was after I attended the course and was using other brands and products and realising I didn't like some of them were orange, some of them were sticky. And just started thinking if I developed my own product, how I would have that product different. I wanted it to be vegan friendly, cruelty free, paraben free, alcohol free, so it doesn't dry the skin. And just started thinking what sort of ingredients I would want in my own branded product.
So you were a massive part of the process of developing this product.
Yes. So obviously I haven't got a degree in chemistry, so I had to find a chemist that could help me come up with a formula to put it through the cosmetics regulation and to have everything that I wanted in the ingredients or didn't want in the ingredients. So I didn't realise how much of a task it was when I started out, but I'm here now. And the brand was born.
And it's a massive success as well.
It is now, but it's been an uphill struggle in the beginning.
What would you say then were the biggest challenges or hurdles?
I would say because nobody'd heard of the brand, it was an unknown brand, and approaching shops and customers in the beginning asking them, do you want to try Tanya White Bits? And they would go, I've never heard of that. And I'd say, well, and I'd tell them all the good things about the brand, and they would say, no thanks. So it was lots of no's in the beginning. But luckily I was using it myself because I was a spray tan technician on my own clients. So I did start to build up testimonials before and after pictures. And then slowly shops did buy into it and it started growing very slowly in the beginning. And then suddenly it's just gone, yeah. It's gone quite a big company now.
So what advice would you give then to someone thinking of starting their own business, thinking back to those early days?
So early days, I would say I'd always had an interest in the beauty industry. So if you're passionate about something and you love something and you've got an interest in there, then that will keep you going, especially on the days where you've had five people say no thanks and you've got this product and you know it's good. You've just got to keep going, and it will make you, when you have that passion, it's just what keeps you going. When you love your product and you love what you do, that's what worked for me.
Is it difficult then to have a positive work-life balance when you're running your own business?
Yes, for me, I found, because I am the driving force of the business, it's been very difficult to switch off at times. I feel like I just can't take my eye off the ball. And from a personal perspective as well, I feel like there's a third wheel in our marriage. And luckily, my husband puts up with her, and we call her her. So we refer to Tanya as her. And yeah, so fair play. He's quite good at. There's been times where we've had to cancel meals out or days out, and because something with work has happened, and I had nobody to delegate to, or there's a big order come in or anything. But he's quite good with that. So I think he's a keeper.
Well, she's a part of you, isn't she?
Yes. Tanya. Yeah, and I think he just sees sometimes how hard I work and how much time I put into it. And in the beginning, there was little financial reward. So he was probably thinking, you know, you're killing yourself here. And, you know, but that's part of building something from scratch.
You must have had that vision from very early on to keep going and to be patient with it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever thought it would fail. I thought I'd probably drop dead or something in the time that I was working so hard, but I never thought it's not gonna fail, because I was so confident in the product and how it went on and how it developed and the testimonials I already had, and the ideas that I still had for more product development. That's been in my head. It's just getting other people to see and to try it and to believe in it as well.
And now with social media, as it is, people do spread the word of mouth now is on Instagram as well as Facebook, yeah, and so on. Do you see that as a massive advantage?
Huge, yeah. Definitely, Instagram has transformed my business. I've reached out to people I would never have spoken to from Penllyn, and I've had people trying it. I've worked with influencers, makeup artists, celebrities, so it all helps to build the brand, definitely.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, and
thanks
for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Tune in to episode 6, where I'll be discussing getting online with a budget and the tools available that you can make use of, because every business needs to get online. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000. Live chat on the Business Wales website, or send us an email, bigideas@gov.wales. I'll speak to you all again very soon.